Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their name.
Dude, you are the worst human being known to man.
CNN, MSNBC, 83%. ABC, CBS, NBC, 79%. Fox News, just 62%.
And, we are in a different place.
Requiring masks for kids and those who are vaccinated. This insanity has to stop.
They know it. Why do you think when a doctor operates, he wears a mask? He don't want you to see who's doing the whole thing.
Real quick before we go to Jesse, I got to talk to Sue Thomas in the traffic headquarters. So, Sue, if we're fast, where can we get free corn?
On the Illinois side, we had a tractor trailer. Actually, the tractor part didn't overturn, but the trailer did. And it's on the 3rd Street ramp off of 64 on the Illinois side. And it takes you kind of underneath a tunnel. It's actually just an overpass underneath it. And it spilled corn all over the roadway this morning.
Oh, no.
Lots of corn on the roadway.
And,
oh,
you know, Brandon was nice enough to, a listener was nice enough to let me know, and he took a picture, and he said he had to back up and turn around and go away because it's about a foot deep.
Oh, my God.
Wait, there's that much corn?
Yeah. All right. So,
Is this on your Twitter feed, Sue?
Yeah, it's on my Twitter feed, at Susan6768, if you want to see it. So, yeah, not a lot of fun. Thanks, Carl, for that.
But I'm telling you, of all the things to spill, this is probably the easiest to clean up.
Well, exactly. A broom, you know.
Or some real hungry animals.
That's right.
It could be something like that. All right. Thank you, Sue.
Sure.
Well, like Sue said, act now if you want some free corn off of 64 on the Illinois side. Joining us now.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant and also co-chair of Veterans for Trump, Jesse Jane Duff. Thank you so much for coming on to 97.1.
Hey, good morning, Motivator. How are you today?
I love it. I've been following you on Twitter and watching some of the different things you've been covering. And, yeah, there's a lot of local things going on in St. Louis with the masks or whatnot. But, I'm looking at some of the greater, deeper things, the love of the country that a lot of people here have. And I look at all the different support people are starting to show for Donald Trump after he's out of office. It's funny because they get these polls out here that show, oh, look at Joe Biden, how just he is just so loved in his approval. No, not really. I think a lot less people are loving Joe Biden right about now. And you're finding that more people are starting to show support for the ideals that Donald Trump stood for while he was in office.
Well, it's not hard to just look at what's going on in the country that they thought that they could put this guy who is fairly complacent, quiet spoken, so to speak, not counting on him to be a blundering idiot half the time he spoke. But they thought that this would just be a neutral person. But the policies are impacting America. They don't give a darn how somebody sounds at the end of the day. If they have a job, if the economy is strong, if we have national security and our borders are not a porous like the sponge that we use in our own kitchen sink. You know, he's really he's really just demonstrated how effective Donald Trump was. In fact, he's the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party, because it's showing us if we don't fight for what we want in this country, and if we don't get out there and work to make sure we go after our school boards, make sure that our states are being run effectively, get strong governors in place, make sure that we have a Republican Senate and Congress, have the entire Congress lean conservative, we are going to end up being swallowed by this socialism and basically flagrant destruction of the America first, and make it a globalist nation where come one, come all. Donald Trump now has the best thing going right now, because when you look at the destruction they're doing, it makes it perfectly clear that he was right every single time. He was right every single time. And, you know, it's just reprehensible what the Democrats are doing to this country right now. They just, oh, and Adam Kinzinger, can I throw him in there? Because I think he's sure. A Democrat. And Liz Cheney, they actually have the audacity to become spokespeople for Nancy Pelosi and her talking points. Shame on them.
I find it interesting, because I think that a lot of times when you find people voted for Donald Trump and, you know, the tens and millions, and it, you look at through the ranks, and they say, okay, we finally found someone that would stand up on these certain issues where before the Republican Party wouldn't have a backbone, or they would be really wishy-washy. But, I mean, he was really strong on some really important issues, and he really did make a difference when he was in office. The longevity of a Donald Trump, I think maybe we get too caught up in people name-calling, oh, it's egotistical, and he's doing it because it's just his thing, and he wants this, or he loves his picture, and whatever it is. But I feel like a lot of Republicans right now, they've moved past all the different criticisms, and they just want to go back to the policies that he started putting in, because the reversals that we're seeing right now is just so telling in our country, and we know where it's leading us, and we don't like where it's leading us.
Yeah, absolutely. The Democrats have literally pulled their mask off on the deceptions that they have portrayed themselves to be in America, that they are the anti-racism party, when in effect they are promoting it with everything they do, making everything about race, making policies where they're giving only the minority farmers aid, as if white farmers don't have a disadvantage. I mean, they simply have just gone, I mean, I could go on and on with a litany of lists, but the critical race theory being promoted by this administration, where Donald Trump had reversed it. We now have federal funding going to universities that are promoting a lot of this anti-unity policies, that you are either an oppressor or the oppressed. Who teaches children and teenagers and college students this? Why not just study the history of racism and how it came about? And oh my God, if they did that, they would discover that the Democratic Party created the KKK. They would discover that the Democratic Party created the poll taxes that stopped black people from voting. They would discover that they had literacy taxes after slaves were freed, because they knew they couldn't read, and they said that the exception for whites was if their grandfathers had voted. So the ignorant whites, uneducated whites could vote, but those that were former slaves could not. And what they would also disclose is that they put all those policies in place when they saw the record number of black men become congressmen and the senators, I recall. The first people in the House, the first people in the Senate that were African-American were Republican, and it was the greatest threat to the Democratic message. They would promote and tell people about Juneteenth down there in Texas, that the Democrats were promoting this slavery, and it took a Republican, it took a union man to come in and say, no, you're free. And then in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when the massacre happened, here President Biden saying racism is the greatest threat to this country, when he doesn't talk about in Tulsa, it was the Democratic policies, the KKK, the Jim Crow laws, the poll taxes, the literacy tests that caused the distrust among the whites with the blacks, that caused that massacre. No, they don't want to teach that. They want to teach that white people are inherently evil. No, Democrats, the white Democrats, and we have single-handedly managed to promote, to put a man in the White House who is actually against desegregation of schools. The irony escapes these people, that the very thing that they are, they project that we are. They are hypocrites. So Donald Trump called them out, and any American out there who felt uncomfortable that he was calling people out needs to take a look in the mirror and realize you can't handle the truth. And you want somebody soft-spoken in that White House? You want somebody all passive? Well, you got it. You got doggone Joe Biden, who sits there and is an imbecile eating ice cream and has to look at notes in his pocket because he doesn't even know what's going on every single day, let alone probably what day of the week it is.
Oh, man, you must have a really good case on your phone for the amount of times you've dropped it. You know, it's almost like a mic drop every time you go on and talk about some of these different things, because I feel like you get into a rhythm and you have all of these different things to go to. Okay, so if people wanted to look you up online, Jesse, where can they look you up?
Well, I'm always on Twitter. It always makes it sound like I should be getting a W-2 from Twitter because it's become a job, but I'm on there. You can follow me at Jesse Jane Duff. I also have a website and Facebook, but I'm active, very active on Twitter. And people have said, well, I'm leaving Twitter because Donald Trump's not on anymore. And I said, then why would you self-censor? I'm also on Getter, and that's trying to get going a little bit stronger. It's a very good platform. It's pretty solid, but we do need some more improvements on it. But I'm always here. Come here. You want to follow me every Monday morning? I'm on your show. And yep. I've always got something insightful to say. I'm not necessarily always going to be right. And I will tell people when I made a bad decision. I've done it before, but it's very rare. It's a rare moment. You'll see that, you know, when pigs fly, right? No. I'm more than willing to say I was wrong. I'll tell you when I was wrong. I supported John McCain when he was running for president. Boy, how did that happen? Oh, but dang, I supported Mitt Romney. Doggone it. I sure was wrong, right?
Jesse. Jane Duff, look her up on various social media platforms. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Hey, motivators, now we take the hill. It's going to be a long week.
Very nice. Wow. You know, you guys told me, get ready and buckle in mm-hmm. for when Jesse She's Jane great. Duff is on. Now I know why you told me you better buckle in. Whew. Woo. She had a lot of mic drop moments in there. I really thought I would hear the phone drop on the floor. And she had to pick it up. Oh, I got to get my...
This was actually kind of laid back for her, too.
This is laid back?
Yeah.
It's 8:20 a.m., and this is laid back for her at this time. Wow. Okay. Coming up in a few moments, so much going on in the city. But we got Tom Ackerman also later this hour. Very excited to talk sports with him. You know, what are we seeing with these Cardinals as of late? And, of course, the draft going on, get an idea of what's going on in the NHL with the Blues. Are they any closer to figuring out Tarasenko? Tom Ackerman, later this hour. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Still funny.
Isn't that something? You know, Sue, when she was doing her traffic update, mentioned the corn, and I finally looked at the photo, and you're right. I'm looking at the overturned back end of the semi where all the corn fell out on that underpass. And you know what that reminds me of? Have you ever been to Purina Farms in the barn where the kids can play in the corn? That's what it looks like, except, you know, 10 times the scale. Sure.
I thought it was ears of corn.
Yeah, no, it's grain.
It is kernels.
Yeah. Kernels. Wow, I bet it smells awesome in there, honestly. I love the smell of corn. Like that feed and stuff. Oh, it smells so good. So Brandon apparently sent the photo to Sue Thomas, where you can find her on Twitter, Susan6768. You can see that photo for yourself. I think we might have retweeted it by
we
now.
Did,
but
the 97.1 Twitter account has retweeted.
Wow, look at that thing. That's quite the overturn. You're not too late if you wanted to get some corn feed for the kids to play in.
And if you eat some corn.
My best favorite!
Wow. Okay. That's the Joe Biden clip from this weekend. A lot of people are wondering what he said. People are saying he says, my butt's been wiped, which is such a weird thing for a president to say, if that's the case. And then the reporters laughed after he said it. But once someone mentioned that the quote is, my butt's been wiped, that's all I hear after it.
My butt's been wiped.
To me, it sounded like a subliminal message, like he was saying something in reverse. So, Carl, you actually reversed it.
And?
I want to hear what it sounds like.
Calvin,
Calvin. What is? Play it one more time.
Calvin, Calvin.
Calvin.
Coolidge.
Coolidge.
Calvin, Calvin.
No.
I sound to hear Republic on the end of that.
Calvin Republic. Calvin.
Calvin, Calvin.
Cowhill.
I don't know.
Calvin, Calvin.
All right, so apparently it's not a subliminal message. That's a
well,
shame.
Well, neither one of it doesn't make sense backwards.
Calvin, Calvin.
Yeah, we haven't had a good subliminal message in a long time, have we?
My best favorite.
What a thing to say. What a thing. And he's saying it as an official capacity to reporters. It's okay to be funny and show personality, but that's just a weird thing, right?
That's not what he said. I want to know what he really
said. Are you sure that's not what he said?
Yes.
More than likely, probably not.
I'm going to say maybe. You know, we have Tom Ackerman. We'll get his input on that in the next break.
He will not write.
No, he will not bring Tom Ackerman up for it. How much time do we got here?
We have 2 minutes.
Okay. Can we do the Pelosi thing, clip number 6? I saw this on the rundown. I haven't actually listened to this clip, but I know a lot of people are talking about it online. It's about 50-some seconds, so can we do
it? It's a bill to prohibit taxpayer-funded abortions, to have money go to taxpayer-funded abortions.
Well, that's in the law for Medicaid. You're talking about Medicaid. That's in the law. What we have in our bill is to overturn that. There's no need to have that. That is the law now. Hmm?
And the reasons why to have it overturned?
Because it's an issue of health of many women in America, especially those in lower income situations and in different states. And it is something that has been a priority for many of us a long time. As a devout Catholic, and feel that God blessed my husband and me with our beautiful family. It's not up to me to dictate that that's what other people should do, and it's an issue of fairness and justice for poor women in our country.
Oh my goodness. So abortion is justice, according to Nancy Pelosi? And when is it an issue of health other than something that you are seeking out for yourself? And when is it about the health of the child and the baby? So I think that Nancy Pelosi saying the government needs to get back into the business of funding abortions is flat out wrong and terrible and immoral. And it just surprises me that Joe Biden doesn't have enough backbone to say, no, I don't actually agree with that. He's going along for this ride. They're just pushing him wherever he wants to. I don't even want to say what he said over the weekend again because it doesn't fit. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox on his morning show here on 97.1 FM Talk. And hey, how about that? Sports, sports, sports.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bomarito Automotive Group.
Tom Ackerman, where do you want to start? Cardinals or Blues? Because both are good topics right now.
I'd say the Cardinals much more than the Blues. I mean, with all respect to all the Blues fans in the room here who just snapped their heads and turned to me. And I like the Blues very much, but this is baseball season. I'll say this about the Blues. They got a really – okay, I will start with the Blues. They got a really good player. I mean, they stole Pavel Buchnevich from the New York Rangers for Sammy Blais in a second-round pick in 22. I love Sammy Blais. All he does is hit, big forward, Stanley Cup champion, good dude, all that stuff. But they picked up a 26-year-old in Buchnevich who can score. And, you know, he had 20 goals last year. I think that he, paired with the right people, could do some really great things on a line with some playmakers. And that's what they need. They need some scoring, and they got one in Buchnevich. And not only that, but Rangers fans are really upset about the deal, which tells
like
you another
that.
Thing. Because not
yep.
only is he a good player, he's a good guy. I think he's very well respected in that organization. They thought that because he's going to be a restricted free agent – that they would deal him, but deal him for a player like Jack Eichel, who the Rangers fans were all over, and that, you know, he'd be a player to fetch Eichel. Well, as it turns out, he fetched Sammy Blais. And, you know, Rangers fans are not too pleased about that. And I think the Blues got a really good one here. I think this is a lopsided trade in St. Louis's favor. What will happen from here? I mean, it's because there's no guarantee you're going to have Jaden Schwartz, right? Or Vladimir Tarasenko, or... any of these free agents out there, there's no guarantee that a guy, Gabriel Landeskog, like he's going to come to St. Louis. I think he's got his eyes on other opportunities too. So,
like when the Blues
got somebody,
like when the Blues got O'Reilly, we all had that feeling like, wow, we really made out here. We did pretty good. And in retrospect, we really made out. Do you get that same feel with this player?
O'Reilly's a much more complete player. And a franchise type player. I did not think that O'Reilly would just come along and win a Stanley Cup, but he was the type of leadership player that you needed. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking that was a steal at the time, but I didn't, as you just mentioned, I didn't realize that it would end up being, you know, a top five trade in St. Louis sports history. I mean, that is like, that's up there with Brock for Broglio. I mean, the Ryan O'Reilly trade is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Doug Armstrong's made some good deals. He's made some deals that didn't exactly go his way, but I like his aggressiveness. And this is a deal that I think will go his way. This is a very, very nice trade for the Blues.
So Cardinals just did the Cubs. They did the Reds. How the Cardinals looking? What do you think?
The trade deadline for them is this week.
Yeah.
So the trade deadline is Friday. And I think I know they think, because Mike Schilt told me yesterday, that they're in this race. Now, Cardinals fans are going to roll their eyes on this because this team has won 50 games and lost 50. After 100 games, they're 50-50. They're a 500 team. However, they are 8 games out. They will be playing a Pirates team many times that just traded one of their best players, their second baseman, Adam Frazier, traded him. He's the starting second baseman for the National League in the All-Star game, just traded him to the Pirates, to the Padres. So they're one less good player there. The Cubs are going to end up selling off most of their team. The NL Central will be there for the taking if the Cardinals want it. But they're going to have to get a little closer than 8 games out. They're 8 games out now. If they're within, let's say, 4 or 5 games and they still have 13 against the Brewers on the schedule, I'm telling you, that's gettable. I mean, you can get that, but you got to get a little closer here. You got to get hot now. So the Indians back-to-back games starting tomorrow, the Twins this weekend at Busch Stadium, these are must-win games against these AL Central teams. You got to get after it and start to play. The good news is the Cardinals are showing signs of life offensively. Their offense in the outfield has been very strong. O'Neill, Bader, and Carlson are all on fire at the same time. They're kind of carrying this team right now. Goldschmidt's been hot for a while. Arenado cooled off for a little while, but he hit a home run last night. He's starting to rev it up again. If this offense can get rolling, I think they could be okay. The other good sign is Jack Flaherty is going to pitch tomorrow for Memphis. If he comes out of that good, just like Miles Michaelis has come out of his outings very well, those are two big-time starters that you add to the rotation. So going back to what I said about the trade deadline, will the Cardinals make a move? I don't think they're going to do anything earth-shattering. They have zero interest in trading any of their prospects, top prospects. But I do think that they will try to acquire pitching help. You cannot lean on Flaherty and Michaelis just miraculously coming back and being great after a long layoff like that. I think they need a starter, and I think they need another reliever, to be honest. You know, Jordan Hicks was a big loss. I don't know if he's coming back or not. You got to add a starter and a reliever. They don't have to be spectacular, but somebody that can log some innings for you and someone that can work late in a game for you and give this team a chance. Because I do think, I believe them. I think they are still in this race. I do not think they're out of it just yet.
Have they said anything about the mask mandates? Because in the city, it looks like they're going back, and they did go back this morning. But did the Cardinals react to it? Are they going to change anything?
They are reviewing it right now. They don't have a game until Friday, so they have a little time to figure this out. My guess is that they will probably kind of go with what they've been doing. They won't go back to a pod system or anything like that. They've sold the tickets. My guess is that they will require masks in the concourse, perhaps, and then once you get to your seat, you can take them off, and especially if you're vaccinated. That's my guess, but I don't know. But they'll do something pretty close to what the city and county is asking. But remember, it's an outdoor facility. Mm-hmm. So if you're inside anywhere at Busch Stadium, use caution. I think if you're outside, you're probably okay.
Tom Ackerman, do you get into the Olympics?
Somewhat.
Yeah?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, I've always it's very soothing. Like, I like having it on in the background while I'm doing something. I like watching the competition. It's a really good TV product, I think. They do a nice job production-wise with it.
I miss the Costas days when he was doing them.
It was great. Tirico's great, though.
Yeah, Tirico's
great. I mean, Mike Tirico's a great host. Dan Caesar, the Post-Dispatch, had a nice piece on Friday about Rob Hyland,
mm-hmm.
who is, you know, related, of course, to the founder of our great radio station. Not founder, but the longtime legendary general manager of KMOX, Robert Hyland, is the coordinating producer of the Olympics for NBC.
You know, that's amazing. He was doing horse racing and doing a lot of work on that side with NBC. And next thing you know, he's the big shot when it comes to the broadcast.
Well, Kentucky Derby's a big, big production, no doubt about it. So that was a good way to train for this moment for him. So I do like watching it. I'm very disappointed in the basketball team. I mean, that was the first thing I said yesterday on Sports on a Sunday Morning. I'm like, what? Because the news had just broke. I looked at it. I'm like, no, that can't be right. They lost 83-76 to France? I mean, it was not enough of a wake-up call that they lost to Nigeria before they went to the Olympics, and now they're losing to France? Come on now.
Anything
can happen.
The
United States basketball team. They hadn't lost a game since, what, the Athens games, like 17 years ago. Come on, let's go.
A long time ago.
But anyway,
Wait, is Popovich the coach now for the team?
Oh, man.
I think he is.
And he's probably part of it. But, I mean, you know, they don't have...
It's like Coach K there for the longest time. He did such a great job with that program.
My guy, Bob Knight, you know, he got it done.
Yeah.
He got the job done.
Bobby Knight.
And that was before they had NBA players going. Mm. That was before the Dream
It's still
team.
Popovich.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Pop is doing it. He'll get it figured out.
Yeah, he will.
But, you know, the Olympics are... No, they're great. I mean, I think the best part about it, and I'd love to see the U.S. win gold and everything, of course, but the best part about it is I just feel good for these athletes that they're there competing after all that time training, that they do have an Olympics to compete in, and the fact that they trained. I have a lot of respect for them. They trained for the Olympics during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That could not have been easy, and they found a way to get that done. So, and on top of that, like, we had Simone Biles here in town. So I feel even more, because I did attend that with my wife and daughters, I feel even more attached to that group, that U.S. women's gymnastics team and the men's team, but especially Simone Biles and her crew. So I'll be rooting for them hard.
Connected.
And her boyfriend went to CBC.
Good little local nugget there, Carl.
Yes. And he plays for the Titans, I believe.
I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. I just started following her on social, so I saw some of her
she
posts about that.
Yeah,
I do appreciate that about her, and she should be happy to know that Emo's now delivers. They're not even one of my sponsors, but I love them.
Anyone...
I feel like they're everybody's sponsor.
Oh, gosh,
Do they deliver to Japan, though? I don't think they do.
I think it's just nationwide. I think it's like across the country.
When she gets back home, you know, she can just order some emails. I'm sure they'd be happy to send her.
I was going to say, get stuck in customs. KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Always good to be with you.
All right, one more segment.
See you Thursday.
Oh!
I will be here Thursday.
Yes.
Nice.
Live and in person.
Learn these things, breaking news as they happen. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk. So many great comments on the video feed. One thing I should point out, the digital team was pretty quick. They put that Joe Biden quote, "My butt's been wiped," on the homepage at 97.1talk.com. They got that up real quick.
Thanks, Frank.
Did Frank put that up there? Oh, very good. And then he has a clip of the audio where you can actually listen to it for yourself. So worth the time if you're going to go and if you missed that from earlier today. Oh, that didn't come up with Tom Ackerman. What a shame. We'll save it for Thursday. I'm sure there'll be something else we can bring up here. We only got a couple more minutes.
Hold on a second.
One thing from the...
What must be what?
It sounds just like that. Did you see the robot that is on display in Tokyo?
Yes.
So this looks like a lizard person. The way that they put the skin almost looks like a graphite lizard, and it could shoot basketballs. So what it does, it's on these wheels, and it moves around. It doesn't move its legs like a human would move a leg. It's got, like, the treads on the bottom so it can kind of zip around.
Like a tank.
Kind of like a tank, but it can, you know, turn and things. Here's an audio clip of the announcers watching this robot shoot a half-court shot.
Looking to drop a three. Here comes Q. Lines it up.
And then it moved back into the half court.
That's the impressive part.
Yeah, it picks it up, and then it takes a long time to calibrate. So it's holding the ball up for, what, 10 seconds before
it
shoots it?
It's making the adjustments.
It's actually pretty cool, this thing. Does this horrify you? I mean, is it scary to think that there's robots that can shoot three-pointers and half-court shots? Look at these robots always taking away the jobs of our fine NBA athletes.
Well, maybe the U.S. team could have used them this week.
I know, they could have used some robots.
No kidding. It's only a matter of time that all athletes are robots. And, you know, if it was Elon Musk's way, they'll just put a chip in your mind and you're part robot anyway, right?
Yeah.
What else do we want to do? I had some San Francisco stories. I got a whole pile of things I didn't get a chance to
get to.
You have
a whole week, Ryan.
Two things from San Francisco. I like the congestion tax that you brought up, Denise, mm-hmm. from earlier.
Yeah.
This pain to go into an area where there's a lot of traffic. This is so funny. If you're making $100,000 or mm-hmm. more in...
But don't worry. If you're less than $46,000 a year, no fee.
If you're in California and you're making less than $46,000...
You're homeless.
It's basically homeless mm-hmm. because you can go around picking up syringes off the streets of San Francisco for over $100,000. I mean, that's the way things go. It shows you how crazy things are in San Francisco. Why is St. Louis chasing San Francisco when it comes to craziness? I don't know why you'd use them. But the other thing is the trash cans. Did Mark Cox talk about this last week?
No.
It was the $20,000 trash cans they want to put in San Francisco. So apparently what's wrong with San Francisco is that people scavenge through these trash cans. Mm-hmm. They're looking for syringes, drugs, anything of value, really. So what they do is when they go through the trash cans, they just scatter the trash on the ground and then they move to the next one. What they want to do is put together these trash cans that make it difficult for the homeless to go through. And on top of that, maybe look a little nice. So they said, okay, we're going to put out some bids. And now they're considering these designer trash cans that apparently sell for $20,000 each. And there's 3,000 of them they want to replace in San Francisco. They say the price may go down. But even if it goes down, why in the world would you start with the $20,000 model? That is ridiculous to me.
What does a $20,000 trash can do?
It nothing. You know, if I were homeless, this is what I would say. Forget about looking for drugs. I'm stealing the trash can. If this is $20,000, like you're going to be able to put this on the ground. Like I have a feeling that it would be pretty easy for people to go around and yank one of these off the ground.
I say, do they like put it in concrete on the ground?
I don't know how else you'd be able to do it in... Really, who in the world has the money to spend $20,000 on a trash can, let alone 3,000 of them?
That's
what kind of world are we living in?
$60 million.
Well spent, San Francisco. Well spent. what else do we do? We need some Olympic. You got all these clips. We didn't get a chance to play most of them. I never did the Fauci thing. How much time we got now? We got a minute?
We got a minute.
We have a minute and a half.
Let's do one of the, do we have a Fauci clip between him and Dr. Rand Paul? Let's play one of them if you got one. Because this is one of the big stories.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the
Paul
Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function. Let me finish.
Take an animal virus.
Yeah, because gain of function, you take an animal virus, you use it as a way to manipulate to see if it can transmit to people. So Rand Paul says, no, I'm calling shenanigans because we can look at the money and where it was spent. The National Institutes of Health in their funding was spent, and was any of it used for gain of function in China, which started this with the Wuhan lab. Rand Paul believes it is true. So here's the development from this morning. Rand Paul is sending the criminal referral over to the Department of Justice. We'll see if that goes anywhere. All right. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'm Ryan Recker, at Ryan Recker on Twitter. Filling in for Mark Cox. Have a great day. We'll see ya.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.